Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Gimel, and we are three lines from the top of daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph. Today's daf's being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Allah Zalipa Shalom ben Fega Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Leah Gittel bas Devora, and Esther Krangel bas Devora. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Zechariah Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're moving along in the beginning of Perek Ha'aral, and we're still discussing the first line of the Perek. Ha'aral loy yoichlu betruma. Someone that is an Aral is not allowed to eat truma. What's the definition of an Aral? Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, Rav the Rishonim say, it's any person that's not circumcised. It doesn't matter if the reason he's not circumcised is bemezid, if the reason is because his brothers died machmas milo, meaning he's an oinus, either way he's considered an aral. Rabbeinu Tam argued, Rabbeinu Tam said that if the reason this person is an aral is because of an oinus, that wouldn't qualify him in Allah as an aral. Rather, an aral is someone that made a decision that he does not want to do bris milah. What's the makar that an oral is lo yoichlu b'truma? That's also machloikis. Not a machloikis rishonim, a machloikis tanam, machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer said the makar that an oral is not allowed to eat truma is learned out from the fact that an oral is not allowed to eat from the carbon pesach. It says in the Torah an oral is not allowed to eat from the carbon pesach. We have a gzeira shava between the parasha of truma and the parasha of pesach. It says toisha v'sachar by truma. It says toisha v'sachar by pesach. It's a gzeira shava mufna, the Gemara said, from based stadim, and from there we learn that just like an aral can't eat from the carbon pesach, so too an aral can't eat truma. Rabbi Akiva argued. Rabbi Akiva said that you don't have to come on to an external source to teach me the halacha that an aral is not allowed to eat truma. But mineyu bay in the parasha of truma, there's a makar that an aral can't eat truma. Where is that? In the parasha that says that a tamei is not allowed to eat truma. The Torah says ish, that's tamei, is not allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Akiva said the Torah could have said ish. Ish is clearly coming to be marba something. What it's coming to be marba is that not only can a tame not eat truma, but an aral too would not be able to eat truma. So today's daf is going to begin very much continuing to discuss the halachas of an oral. The Talmidim of Rav Sheshes asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Oral ma'u b'maiser. Is an oral allowed to eat maiser, or is he not allowed to eat maiser? Now, number one, when it says maiser, we're referring to maiser sheni. So, there was Maiser Rishon, there was Maiser Sheni, there was Trumas Maiser, and really not all of these Maisers were the same. Maiser Rishon, for the most part, is Chulin. We spoke about this in the raid. The Levium are Shlucha Didan Sedech Sam Soifer, and it's for that reason their Maiser, the reward that they got, Chilav Avodasan, was simply Chulin. Trumas Maiser, which the Torah refers to as Maiser Mina Maiser, that's almost regular Truma. Maiser Sheni is unique. Maiser Sheni is Maiser. However, it has more Kedusha than Maiser Rishon. The halacha of Maiser Sheni was that it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you wanted to eat it outside Yerushalayim, you could. You were able to be paid to the Maiser Sheni for money. The Maiser Sheni would then become Chulin. You take the money, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you would use the money there to purchase food. But the point is, says the Gemara, the question was, can an Aral eat Maiser Sheni, or can he not eat Maiser Sheni? We know he can't eat Truma. That is the opening line of the parak. What about Maiser Sheni? So what was the Shaila? What was the Tzadim? Ki heich di alef Pesach mi Maiser l'inyananim. It says the Gemara, just like the halacha is, that we learn Karban Pesach from Maiser as it relates to an Oinin. It says in the Torah, regarding Maiser Sheni, lo yochalti v'oini mimenu. And we learn from there that an Oinin is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. Now, just like an oinin is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, Chazal said, an oinin wouldn't be able to eat from the carbon Pesach. An oinin would not be able to eat kachem. So you see, we learn Pesach from Maiser as it relates to the laws of Aninos. It says the Gemara, perhaps, just like we learn Pesach from Maiser as it relates to a halacha, the halacha that an oinin can't eat from the carbon Pesach, maybe yolof nami Maiser mi Pesach. We can return the favor. We can learn in the reverse as well. We can learn a halacha related to Maiser Sheni from Pesach, l'inyan arelos. And just like an oral is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach, maybe so too an oral wouldn't be able to eat Maiser Sheni. Or maybe, says the Gemara, no. Because chomer mikal yolof. Aber kal mi chomer lo yolof. You can learn the chomer mikal. You can learn Pesach from Maiser Sheni. Because Pesach is more chomer than Maiser Sheni. Pesach is regular kachim. Maisa Sheni is like this quasi-kachem. So being that Pesach is more chomer, so if you see a halacha that an oinen can't eat from the Maisa Sheni, which is kal, you can say, kal v'chomer, oinen would not be able to eat from the carbon Pesach, which is chomer. But to go in the reverse and to tell me that I'm going to learn Maisa from Pesach, that just because an oral can't eat from the carbon Pesach, that means he can't eat from Maisa Sheni either, fakert. Carbon Pesach is more chomer, that's why you can't eat. But this is more kal that not. That was the question that the Talmid, the Master of Sheishas. Again, what's the question in one line? Can an Aral eat Maisa Sheni? Or can an Aral not eat Maisa Sheni? We're learning the sugis of Aral. Can he Trumi? Can he Kachem? What about Maisa Sheni? What's the tzad that an Aral should not be able to eat Maisa Sheni? Perhaps we learn Maiser from Pesach. What's the tzad that an Aral should be able to eat Maisa Sheni? Because you can't learn Aral from Pesach. Why would you think you could learn Aral from Pesach? If I learn Pesach from Aral, as it relates to Aninus, why can't I learn Aral from Pesach as it relates to Arelos? What's the tzad that I can't learn Meiser from Pesach? Because you're going to tell me that maybe Pesach is very chomer, so therefore I could learn Pesach from Meiser from the Dover Kal. But to go in the reverse and to learn Meiser from Pesach, learn the Dover Kal from the Dover Chomer, that's not necessarily something you could do. So Tosfos speaks out, what are these two tzadim? You have a Chakira over here. I could learn the Kal from the Chomer. I can learn the Kal from the Chomer. So Tosfos says that the Bnei Yeshiva, the ones that were asking Rav Sheishas this question, they must have had a suffix as to what exactly the vehicle was where Chazal learned the halachas of Pesach from the halachas of Maaseh Sheni. Meaning Chazal said, just like an oinin is not allowed to eat from Maaseh Sheni, so too an oinin is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. And the shayla in Boim in Emir Rav Sheishas was, what exactly was that makar? Meaning, what did they use? Which one of the midos shatern addresses ben? And the two tzadim was it a gzeirah shava or was it a kal v'chaymer? And Tosfos says that was the shayla. If it was gzeirah shava, then there's no nafkamina between learning kal from chomer, chomer from kal. If, however, the makar was a kal v'chomer, so then I could learn the chomer from the kal, but I can't learn the kal from the chomer. Either way, that's the shayla. Can orally ma'aseh sheni or not? Amar lahu, Rav Sheishas told him to nisu. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah in Seyda Zeroim, Meseches Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The mishnah over there is discussing Truma, Bikurim, and Maaseh Sheni. And it's going to list now a whole bunch of halachas that relate to Truma and Bikurim that do not relate to Maaseh Sheni. So says the Mishnah, HaTruma VaBikurim. Truma and Bikurim had the following things in common as opposed to Maaseh Sheni. Number one, Chayovin Aleihem Misa. The halach is if someone Tomei, a Kohen that's Tomei, for example, would eat Truma, or a Kohen that's Tomei would eat from the Bikurim, he would be Chay Misa B'dei Shamayim. However, if someone that Tomei eats Maaseh Sheni, he's not Chayiv Misa. So that's something Truma and Bikurim have in common that Maaseh Sheni does not have in common. The Chaymesh, another halacha is Chaymesh. Rashi says it means a Zar that eats Truma B'Shoigeg. Not only does he have to make the Kohanim whole, he has to replace the Truma that he ate, but we tax him, he has to add a Chaymesh. As opposed to if somebody would ever eat Maaseh Sheni when he wasn't supposed to, there wouldn't be a halacha of Chaymesh. Agav, Rashi says there is a concept of Chaymesh as it relates to Maaseh Sheni, and that is if someone's paid the Maaseh Sheni, he has to be Moisef a Chaymesh. So there is a concept of a Chaymesh in the world of Maaseh Sheni, but loyal ze onudan. We're discussing someone that B'Shoigeg ate Maaseh Sheni when really he wasn't supposed to. When it comes to Truma and Bikurim, there's halacha, he has to be Moisef Chaymesh. When it comes to Maaseh Sheni, there's no such halacha. Vasurim Lazarim. Azar is not allowed to eat Truma. Azar is not allowed to eat Bikurim. However, Azar is allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni. You just have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Vehi Nichsei Kayein. Truma and Bikurim were given to the Kayin, and when the Kayin received it, it becomes his 100%. Rashi, he could even be Makadish and Isha. Right? Whenever Chazal wanted to make the point that it's yours 100%, it's even yours that if you'd give it to a woman, Aldas to be Makadisher, and she would accept it, Aldas to become Mekudeshes, and it'd be to Edim, and you'd say, Areat Mekudeshes, Libetabazukadas, Moshe Yisrael, but a Masad the Kedushin. So the Allah is the Kedushin would be Chal. So the point is that Truma and Bikurim become the Nichsei Kayin to the extent that they could even be Mekadosh and Isha. As opposed to Maaseh Sheni, whoever owns the Maaseh Sheni doesn't own it to the point that he could be Mekadosh and Isha. Rashi says, Hamani, the Tana of this Mishnah is Rameyer. Rameyer has a Shita throughout Shas that Maaseh Sheni is Mam and Gevaya. And because it's Mam and Gevaya, so it doesn't belong to the Bailam 100%. He's allowed to eat it, but it doesn't belong to him 100%. And for that reason, he would not be up to Mekadosh and Isha. Another thing that Truma and Bikurim have in common as opposed to Maaseh Sheni is Va'olim Ba'echadu. If you'd have a little bit of truma, and it would be nisarev, it'd be in a taruvos with chulin. So ordinarily, whenever you have a taruvos, so the halach is midday raisa bittel b'roiv, midday rabbanon, according to some shitas, even midday raisa, you need shishim of heter keneged the iser. There are, however, certain times with ratio of bittul is not shishim. Two examples are truma and bikurim. Truma bikurim, the sheer bittul is not shishim, it's meya. Echad umeya. Meaning if you have one of truma or bikurim and it was nesarev into 100, then the halach is it would be batal, as opposed to ma'aseh sheni, which has a regular halach of shishin. Utu'unu rechitzas yadayim. Anytime a person eats truma and bikurim, even if it's not bread, even if it's peiros, you'd always have to wash your hands. There's no such halach related to ma'aseh sheni. The herif shemesh. If somebody became tameh, he can't eat truma and bikurim. The first mishnah in Shisha Sidre Mishnah, mishosh akeyanim nechnasim lachal b'trumasim, you have to wait until herif shemesh. As opposed to ma'aseh sheni, if somebody's tameh and he goes to the mikvah, he becomes a tful yoyim. A tful yoyim is allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni. So says the mishnah. All these halachas are true for truma bikurim. Mashenki b'maisa, they don't apply to maisa sheni. What's the Gemara's kasha? A gishmak kasha. Rav Sheisha said, "V'im isa, if you're going to tell me that a oral who we know is not allowed to eat truma and is not allowed to eat bikurim, by the way, is allowed to eat maisa sheni, so the Mishnah omitted a gishmaka thing that truma and bikurim have in common that do not relate to ma'aseh sheni. What the Mishnah should have said was nisni arul aser behen, masha ain came b'maaser. Elamai, from the fact that the Mishnah did not mention arul, that Zaraya said Rav Sheshes that an arul is not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni, just like he's not allowed to eat truma and bikurim. As for that reason, it's not an example of something that's unique and common to truma and bikurim, masha enke maisa. But the Gemara says it's not a raya. The Bnei Yeshiva said, no, Rav Sheshes, I disagree. I don't think it's a raya. Rav Sheshes, what do you mean? The Tana, the Mishnah, omitted it. If you're right, then how come it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Gemara, Tana v'shayim, maybe the Tana, enochinami, even though it mentioned a whole list of things that truma and bikurim have in common, masha enke maisa, you would have thought it's a comprehensive list. You would have thought that everything that could have possibly been included in this list was included. But the emes is, the Gemara says, not muchach, maybe Tana v'shayir, says the Gemara, what it always says, whenever the Gemara says Tana v'shayir, umay shayir, the high shayir, meaning you'd have to have a little bit of a makar. Tana v'shayir is a doichik. It's a last-ditch effort, meaning you have no other hope. It's mamish, it's either this or nothing. So you could always say that maybe Enochinami, maybe it was Tana v'shayir, but you're not going to say it unless there's some basis to be able to say it. Now, if we know for a fact that the Tana was Mashayir or something else, so then we'll say, okay, just like we know the Tana was Mashayir then, maybe the Tana was Mashayir this as well. So that's the question, Umay Shayir, the High Shayir. So the Gemara says, Shayir, the Katani Seifa. No, the Tana was Mashayir or something. You know where the Tana was Mashayir? The Tana was Mashayir in the Seifa. Now, the Mishnah we just learned was Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph and Mesachas Bikurim. The Mishnah we're about to learn is Perik Beis Mishnah Beis Mesachas Bikurim. So it's the very next Mishnah, and it's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oise Inyan. This Mishnah is discussing things that Meiser and Bikurim have in common, Masha Ein Kein Betruma. So the previous Mishnah was things that Truma and Bikurim have in common, Masha Ein Kein Meiser, as a Meiser Sheni. This Mishnah is discussing things that Meiser Sheni and Bikurim have in common, Masha Ein Kein Betruma. So what's that list? It's a shorter list. Number one, Sheha Meiser VaBikurim Tunen Havas Makim. Meiser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Bikurim also had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. As opposed to Truma, it could be eaten anywhere. Utu'unen Vidoi. When someone brought Bikurim, he was Misvada. He said the Parsha of Bikurim, which is in the beginning of Parshas Kisava. It's also the Parsha that we darshan in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. But that was the parashah that he used to say. It's known as Vidui, also known as Mikra Bikurim. Meiser also had a parashah Vidui. Now, what was the parashah Vidui by Meiser? So the parashah Vidui by Meiser was something that happened twice every Shemitah. In fact, it happened every 3 years. Every 3 years, there was a mitzvah of beer meisers, which meant that if anyone had any meisers that was sitting around, or even truma for that matter, that he hadn't given yet to the Kehanim of the Levium, so he had to be mevayer all from his house. And when he did that, he was misvada. He would say the same exact parasha in the beginning of Parashas Kisavai. So it says the Mishnah that meiser and bikurim both have a parasha of vidui, masha ekin truma, which, by the way, is interesting because it would seem then that there was no vidui ever said on truma. Another halacha is vas. Surin lo oinein. Meiser and bikurin, an oinein is not allowed to eat. As opposed to truma, that an oinein is allowed to eat. Rab Shimon said that oinein is not a good example because although it's true that an oinein is not allowed to eat meiser, but an oinein is allowed to eat bikurim. Now, the fact that an oinin can't eat meiser, that's a pasuk, lo yachalti ba'oini mimenu. But although he can't eat meiser, bikurim, really he can. So it's not something that meiser and bikurim have in common. As a result, it doesn't count on this list. Another halacha, the chayav and bebir, meiser and bikurim are both chayav and beer. The mitzvah of beer applies to meiser and bikurim. So if you have it sitting beyond a certain time, there's a mitzvah sometimes to be mevar. Meiser has its halacha of beer, and bikurim has its own halacha of beer. But the point is, there is a halacha of beer, as opposed to truma. It sounds like truma has no beer. Padam Toisvis says, what? Truma doesn't have beer? How could that be? Even Toima Truma Namituna beer. It's Toisvis Kasha. Rab Shimon Paiter. Rab Shimon says this is not an example of something that Meiser and Bikurim have in common. Because although it's true, Meiser has a halacha of beer, but Bikurim does not have a halacha of beer. And because Bikurim doesn't have a halacha of beer, so again, it's not something that Meiser and Bikurim have in common. Bottom line is, this Mishnah, which was a little more complicated than the previous Mishnah, this is about Plukta. You have Rab Shimon mentioned in this Mishnah. But this Mishnah over here is discussing chumras, or things that Meiser and Bikurim have in common, in contrast to Truma. And it gave us a list. Okay, what's the kasha? This list is not a comprehensive list. I know for a fact, Zokta Gemara, that the Tana was Meshayer certain things from this list. For example, the Ilu Asna Levar Mehem Betuma, the fact that Meiser and Bikurim have something in common, that in the event they become Tameh, you're not allowed to burn them in a way that you're going to benefit from them, as opposed to Truma, which you can. The halach is, if someone has Meiser Sheni, that's Tameh, or someone has Bikurim, that's Tameh, and he eats it, he gets Malkus, as opposed to Truma, where he does not get Malkus. Now, these things, as we just said, are Masha Enkein B'Truma, and Loika Tani wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Alma, what do you see from here? Tana V'Shayer. So the Gemara says, you want to know my Shire, the high Shire? I'll tell you what, the Tana of the Mishnah was Meshayer. The Tana wasn't Meshayer anything in the first Mishnah, where the Tana was Meshayer was in the second Mishnah, and this concludes the first part of the Daf. So just to recap what we just said, the Gemara had a Shaila. Bo Minei Rav Sheish, is Oru Ma'u B'Meiser. Is an Oru Ladi Meiser? He's not Ladi Meiser. The first halacha of the parak is Oru Layoichla B'Truma. We know he's not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. It's a pasuk in the Torah. He can't eat Gotchim. The question is, can an Oru eat Meiser Sheni, or could he not eat Meiser Sheni? So the Gemara said, L'chura, I have a raya from a Mishnah. A Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim, because the Mishnah says that there are certain things that Truma Bikurim have in common that don't apply to Meiser Sheni. And the Mishnah gives a long list, and it didn't mention the fact that an Oral can eat Truma, can eat Bikurim, as opposed to Meiser Sheni, an Oral can eat. What do you see from this? Oh, you say Maris, because it's not true. Because just like an Oral can eat Truma and he can eat Bikurim, he also can eat Meiser Sheni. So from the fact that the Mishnah was Meshayer Oral, that sucked the Gemara, that Rav Sheish said is a raya, that an Oral and Ochinami can't eat Meiser Sheni, but the Gemara said it's not Muchach. Why? Because you could always say Tana V'Shayer. So the Gemara, Tana V'Shayer, you'd have to have a precedent that the Tana was Meshayer something else. My Shire, the High Shire. So the Gemara, I'll tell you what the Tana was Meshayer, because the next Mishnah mentioned things that Meiser and Bikurim have in common, Mashne and Kein Trumo. And that Mishnah clearly was Meshayer two things. So if you see that that Mishnah was Meshayer, so therefore you have a basis now to say that the previous Mishnah was Meshayer as well. And as a result, the Gemara leaves this discussion unresolved, whether or not an Oral is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, or an Oral is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Now, Bederech Agav, the Gemara brought two Mishnayos in Masechtas Bikurim. The Gemara now is going to discuss one of them, the second one, and that's going to be Malavos through the end of the Daf. So the rest of the Daf is really a shtickel of digression, and it's just discussing the second Mishnah that the Gemara brought. Masechtas Bikurim, Berik Beis, Mishnah Beis, which mentioned certain things, again, just a half cup, that Meiser and Bikurim have in common, that Truma does not have in common. So one of the things mentioned was, an oinein is not allowed to eat meiser. An oinein is not allowed to eat bikurim. Masha enkein truma, an oinein is allowed to eat truma. By the way, the fact that an oinein is allowed to eat truma was something that the Gemara mentioned already a few times earlier in the parak. It says, v'chol zor lo yoichlu truma, and the Gemara dash zoro is a martyr l'chavaloi aninos. Only a zor is not allowed to eat truma, but an oinein is allowed to eat truma. The fact that an oinein can't eat meiser sheini, lo yochalti v'oinein mimenu. That's a pasuk in the Torah. But the Mishnah says that an oinein can't eat meiser. He also can eat Bikurim, that's not Mefurish. He can, however, eat Truma. Now, Reb Shimon said that an Oinein is allowed to eat Bikurim. So, in other words, we have a machloik between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, whether an Oinein is allowed to eat Bikurim or he's not allowed to eat Bikurim. The fact that Oinein is allowed to eat Truma, that's a drasha that we know. The fact that he can't eat Mais, it's a pasuk in the Torah, like Chaltiva Oinein Mimeno. The question is, what about Bikurim? Can he or can he not? That was a machloik between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, Va'asurin la'Oinein, and Rav Shimon was mat. Rav Shimon said it's mutter. So the Gemara says, V'Rab Shimon Matir Minolahu, says the Gemara, what's the makar that an oinen is not allowed to eat bikurim? It doesn't say mefurish in the Torah. So how do you know that's the halacha? So the Gemara says, learn that from the following pasuk. It says, Leisucha lecho b'sharecho, masar degoncho v'tiroichcho v'yitzarecho, b'chayrus b'karcho v'tzoynecho, v'chonu derecha shetidor, v'nidvoysecho, utrumas yodecho. So the pasuk is discussing different things that you're not allowed to eat b'sharecho, things that have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And it begins with the obvious, masar degoncho v'tiroichcho v'yitzarecho, these are Maisa Sheni. So Maisa Sheni can't be eaten b'sharecho. And then it mentions u'b'chayres b'karcho. Kachem has to be eaten dafko in Yerushalayim. And then it concludes by saying u'trumas yodcho. Says the Gemara, what exactly is trumas yodecho? V'amamar trumas yodecho ilu bikurim. It's bikurim. Now, if that's the case, it's Rula Maisa. So we have one pasuk that mentions Maisa Sheni. He also mentions bikurim. So we dash ma Maisa asal oinin. Just like an oinin is not allowed to eat Maisa, af bikurim asal oinin. So to an oinin is not going to be allowed to eat bikurim. So you want to know what the makar is that an oinin is not allowed to eat bikurim? Again, the fact that he can't eat ma'is is a pasuk. But how do you know he's not allowed to eat bikurim? It's learned that from a hekesh. Leisucha lechel b'sharecha masar degoncha v'tiroichcha v'yitzarecha. That's ma'is sheni. And then it says at the end of the pasuk utrumas yodecha and utrumas yodecha amar mar. What is that referring to? It's referring to bikurim. See, so you have one pasuk that's makish ma'is sheni to bikurim. So just like oinin can't eat ma'is sheni, so too the oinin will not be able to eat bikurim. For Reb Shimon, where's Reb Shimon? Oh, Reb Shimon was matter. Why is Reb Shimon matter? Because truma karinu rachmana. Because although it's true, trumas yodecha means bikurim, but the Torah referred to it as truma. So you're going to use the word truma, which means bikurim, to teach me a halacha that is not even true for truma? Can't be, said Reb Shimon. And therefore, ma truma muteres la oinein, just like truma is mutter for an oinein, af bikurim mutter la oinein, so to bikurim is also going to be mutter for an oinein. So the Chachamim said that from the fact that in the same pasuk it says, leisucha lecho b'sharecho, masa degoncho v'tiroichcho v'yitzarecho, and then it says, trumas yodecho, which is bikurim, that's a right, the bikurim is like meiser. And just like an oinein can't eat meiser, meiser sheni, so to an oinein can't eat bikurim either. The Chachamim said, no, I have a, Reb Shimon said, I have a Joshua Fakert. It says utrumas yodecho, and what does truma mean? Truma over here means bikurim, and the Torah called it truma. So it's going to be like truma. It's not going to be like ma'is sheni. And just like truma, an oinein is allowed to eat because zaros amarti lecha v'lo yaninus sno tua oinein is going to be allowed to eat bikurim. Now there was another machloikis Rav Shimon Chachamim that was mentioned in the Mishnah, and that was v'chayovim bebiur. The Tana Mishnah said that ma'is and bikurim have something in common, that they both have halacha of biur. They both have halacha that by a certain date you have to be mevarit, you have to get rid of it, according to some rishonim. You have to burn it, but this mitzvah beer, mashia, it came with truma. Truma doesn't have beer. And here, too, Reb Shimon said, no, I disagree. That's not true. It's not something they have in common. What does Reb Shimon argue with? Bikurim. Because, of course, it's a mitzvah of beer by Meiser. He's arguing, he's saying that there's no mitzvah of beer when it comes to Bikurim. So the Gemara says, why? What's the Makartar of Shimon? Mar Makish, Mar Loi Makish. The same exact machlok as we had a moment ago. The Chachamim hold, Loi Sucha Lacha B'Sharecha, Masa D'Goncha V'Tiroich Chavitzarecha. And then it says, Trumas Yodacha, which is Bikurim. So a Makish Bikurim to Meiser Sheni. And just like Meiser Sheni has a mitzvah of beer, so too Bikurim is also going to have a mitzvah of beer. Whereas Reb Shimon holds that it says, Trumas Yodacha, Elo Abikurim. Truma means truma. And Truma does not have a mitzvah of beer, whatever that means, but Truma does not have a mitzvah of beer, that's what the Mishnah says, so to Bikurim is also not going to have a mitzvah of beer. So moving along here in this Mishnah, we're continuing to discuss the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Masechtas Bikurim, we're continuing along this digression. So the Mishnah said, V'asa levar mehem betuma, v'oichlam betuma z'atzmanoike. Truth is, just to correct, the Mishnah did not say that. That was what the Mishnah was Mishayah, right? So the Mishnah was mentioning things that Meiser and Bikurim have in common Masha Enkein Truma, and the Gemara said that there were two things that the Mishnah was Meshayer. Right, the question was my shire, the high shire, and the Gemara said these are the two things. What were the two things? Number one, Asna Levair Mehen Betuma. Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, in the event that they become Tameh, you can't benefit from that. So Meiser Sheni has to be eaten. Bikurim had to be eaten. Right? You had to eat it, you had to drink it. Sicha, which is Bechlal Shtia, but you had to eat or drink it. That was the halacha. You want to burn it, you weren't allowed to burn it. What if it became Tameh? So you still can't have any hanath from it through burning it. As opposed to Truma, where there's a drush, as we're going to see soon, where the halacha is that you're allowed to burn it and you're allowed to benefit from it. Now, another thing that the Gemara said that Meiser and Bikurim have in common that Truma doesn't have, that the Gemara held was an omission that the Tana Mishnah should have mentioned was that if somebody would eat Maisa Sheni, that's Tome, or someone would eat Bikurim, that's Tome, the Halachas would get Malkus. As opposed to if someone eats Truma, that's Tome, even though it's Aser, but Malkus, that already he's not going to get. So the Gemara says, Minolan, what's the Makar to these Halachas? So what's the Makar to the Halachas that Aser Levar Mehem Betuma? Number one, that you're not going to have enough from it when it's Tome, even through burning it. And number two, what's the makar that oichlam betumas atzman loike? How do you know that if somebody would eat it in a state of tome, so the halacha is he would get malchus? So the Gemara says the Tanya is learned that from the following brisa. Reb Shimon Oimer. Again, Reb Shimon said, which by the way, in Yana de Yoima, right? Dava beita. It's Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon said, like the arti mi menu betame. It says in the parish of Vidui Meister that the Yid says the loy biarti mi menu betame. So what did he mean to say? He meant to say ben shani Tame Vutar, that whether I was Tame and the Maisa Sheni that I had was Tar, or Ben Shani Tar Vutame, or I was Tahar and the Maisa Sheni that I had was Tame. In either instance, Loiviarti Mimenu Betame, meaning I didn't go and burn it in a way where I was going to benefit from it. That's number one. And number two, I also didn't eat it. So from Loiviarti Mimenu Betame, I see number one, that the Yid is saying that I did not have hanah from my tameh ma'aser sheni while I was burning, right? Leviarti b'tameh means I didn't burn it when it was a state of tumah. And number two, he's also saying that I didn't eat it when it was in a state of tumah. Now the Gemara says v'heicham muzra l'achilas. This is all Reb Shimon talking. He said v'heicham muzra l'achilas. Where does it say that if someone eats ma'aser in a state of tumah, then it's going to be a azara? It's going to be a problem. Now who said there's an azara? Because we said v'oichlam b'tumas atzman loike. If somebody would eat it when it's tumah, you'd get mal. Malchus implies there's a Nazara. Now, this pasuk is not a Nazara. It says, Leviyartu mimenu betomei, that's not a Nazara. Why? Because it's not a loy sase. Now, you're going to say, it's not a loy sase. It says loy. Leviyartu, it's the magic word. Doesn't loy always mean a loy sase? Yeah, but that's only when the Torah is telling you, thou shalt not do something. That's not what loy means in this pasuk. Loy in this pasuk means the person saying, I did not do that, which implies that had he done it, it would have been a problem. But it's not a loy in the thou shalt not sense that it's actually going to be a loy sase. So the Gemara says, v'heicham muzra l'achilas. If you're telling me you get malchus for violating v'oichlam betumas atzmon, so there must be a makar to it. What's the pasuk? So he said, any idea. So the Gemara says, you don't know Reb Shimon? How could Reb Shimon not know what the Makar is? It's in the Furush Pasuk. It says, Nevesh Ashadiga by Vitama ad Ha'arev, V'lo Yoicha Minakachim Kim Rachas Psari B'mayim. It says, somebody's Tame, so he's not allowed to eat Minakachim. And Minakachim over here means, Rashi quotes the Gemara later, that says it's referring to Maisa Sheni, Kim Rachas Psari B'mayim. And it's a Pasuk in the Torah. It says, V'lo Yoicha Minakachim. It's a regular license. So it's a Furush Pasuk that says that if you're Tame, you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. The Gemara says, no. Tumas atzmai minayin. Meaning, Reb Shimon says, I know if the person is tameh and he eats maisa sheni, he gets malchus. That's what this pasuk is talking about. Nefesh ashatiga boy. Vitama, the person is tameh. So the mensch is tameh, the gavra is tameh. Then there's a lav in the Torah, lo yocham and akachim. My question is, what if the person is tahar and the maisa sheni is tameh? For that, I don't have an azara. Now, again, I have a makar that it's aser. That's a makar that I can't burn it. It's a makar that I can't eat it. So we have a pasuk over here. However, the question is, you don't see malchus over there because that loy is not the Torah telling you don't do it. It's the person saying that I did not do it. And as a result, the question is, what's the lav? So the Gemara comes up with an interesting lav. Talmud Lomer, it says in the pasuk, loy sucha lecha b'sharecha maser degoncha. That's the pasuk we mentioned earlier. That you're not letting eat maser b'sharecha, can't eat outside Yerushalayim. Ulahalon uoimer, there's another pasuk that mentions the same word b'sharecha. It says, b'sharecha toichlenu at the pasuk over there is discussing a bechar, that's a carbon bechar, firstborn animal, that's about mum. And it says that if it has a mum, you're allowed to eat it b'sharecha. You could eat it like you eat the tzvi in the aisle. You could treat it like ordinary chulin. You can eat it hatame v'hatar yachtov. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they used to darshan the pasuk as follows. What does it mean hatame v'hatar yachtov? Afilu tame v'tar eichlen al shulchan echa b'kar achas v'in choshen. Someone that's tame, someone that's tar could eat together. It's not a problem. You can eat from the same plate. V'in choshen, you don't have to worry about tumah. Meaning, there's no iser to eat a bechar bal mum in a state of tumah. Fine. For kamer rachmano, you know what the Torah means when it said leisucha lecha b'sharecha, that ha'huda amri lecha hasam b'sharecha toichlenu, that this that I told you in another pasuk which was referring to the Bechor Bal Mum. And I was telling you that there's no issa to eat a Bechor Bal Mum in a state of Tumah. Over here I'm telling you, here you won't be able to eat it. So it's a little bit of a convoluted drasha. But Rav Shimon said, I'll tell you the Makar. You want to know where it says in the Torah that if you have Maisa Sheni that's Tumah, that the Halach is you're not allowed to eat it, because it says, Lo Yisuchal Lecho B'Sharecho Maso D'Goncho Tiroishcho V'Yitzarecho. Where do you see in this pasuk anywhere that you're not allowed to eat mice and sheni that's tummy? There's no reference of the word tumma in this pasuk. So how could there be a makar from here that you can't eat mice and sheni that's tummy? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where you see it. The word b'sharecha. Because as soon as we hit the word b'sharecha, it sends us somewhere else. It takes us to a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. It takes us to a pasuk where the Torah is talking about the halacha that you're a b'char b'amum, you're allowed to eat in a state of tumma. And that pasuk says b'sharecha. Oh, so loisuch halacha b'sharecha means you can't eat the b'char b'amum. You can't eat Maisa Sheni in the same state that you were allowed to eat the Bechor Bal Mum. Then the Pasuk from Bisharecha state, you can eat Bechor Bal Mum in a state of Tumah. Over here, really, you would not be able to eat it. So this is the Makar to, number one, the idea that you're not allowed to eat mice. You can't take Maisa Sheni, burn it, and benefit from it while you're burning it. Number two, this is also the makar to the idea that if somebody would eat Maisa Sheni in a state of tumah, so the halacha is that he would get malchus. How do you know there's an iser to eat Maisa to benefit from Maisa Sheni tummy while you're burning it, and that there's an iser, stam an iser, to eat Maisa Sheni in a state of tumah? It's lunta falei viarti mimenu betame. That doesn't teach me that you get malchus for eating Maisa Sheni in a state of tumah, because for that already I need a proper azara. Where is the proper azara? For that there's another pasuk, this drosha of loisucha lecha b'sharecha. Now just to speak out where Rashi speaks out, and that is that all you see from here is the makarta Maisa Sheni. Right, you see the makarta Maisa Sheni here. We just brought psukim related to Maisa Sheni. The Gemara had said that these two ideas, that number one, osin levar b'hem betumah, and number two, va'ichla betumah sa'atzman loike, are true for Maisa Sheni and Bikurim, because that was the Gemara's kasha, that when the Mishnah mentioned the chumras that Maisa Sheni and Bikurim have in common, masha inkein truma, it was ton of a shire. What was a mishire? Shire, the high shire, these two things. That means these two things are true for Maisa, they're also true for Bikurim. Where do you see it by Bikurim? Zakrashi, you have to say, you know where you see it by Bikurim? The same place you see the loch of Oinein by Bikurim, and the same place you see the loch of beer by Bikurim. You don't see it, but you have a hekish, and we have a hekish from leisucha lacha b'sharecha masa d'goncha v'tiroishcha to a true mas yodecha elu bikurim. Meaning, it's learned from the hekish. Now, if it's learned from the hekish, then what's going to emerge is that Reb Shimon's going to argue, because just like Reb Shimon argued on the first two halachas that the Mishnah did mention that I learned that from the hekish, so Reb Shimon's also going to argue on the two halachas that was ton of a shire that I learned out from the hekish, which is fine. And a chanami, you're going to tell me the brice is Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is just bringing the makar to the maisa part of it. The question is, you want to know what would Reb Shimon hold by Maiser? It's like Rashi. Reb Shimon Lishitasa is going to argue by Bikurim, because he holds that there's no hekesh between Maiser and Bikurim. Faker, he holds the Trumas Yodecha Eli Bikurim, which teaches me that whenever you have a decision to make, should I compare Bikurim to Maiser? Should I compare it to Truma? You compare it to Truma, because the Trumas Yodecha means that it's really Truma. Sen Chanami, Reb Shimon's Makar is only Negei Maiser. Sheni, Reb Shimon's Makar really is not going to be Negei the Halacha of Truma. Just one Pashat Davar Be'itai that I think is worth pointing out, and that is we have Reb Shimon's drasha. Reb Shimon learned from the pasuk Leviarti Mimenu Betame that there's a halacha that if someone has Maisa Sheni that's tame, so the halacha is you can't burn it and benefit from it. So Rashi explains, where do you see in the words Leviarti that it means you're not allowed to burn it and have anah from it? So it's Rashi Dibur Amaschal Vehechon Muzer Alachila Eni Yodeya, and it's in the middle of the Rashi. But Rashi says like this: V'hachi Peirushlay Michlal Shenema Bevidu Meiser Leviarti Mimenu Betame. The mashma bein shani tami v'chulu. Who mizvada? What's the vidui, says Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says his vidui is shloi bara ba'esh. He's saying that the yid is saying, I didn't burn it. V'loi hidlik ba'yasaner. And I didn't make a hadlaka from it. V'kolshkein v'tar, etc. So we don't just have Reb Shimon in today's daf. But yeah, Reb Shimon in today's daf that's talking about a hadlaka. Mamish tova be'itai, and like ba'imra's daf. Mufurisha Rashi, Mufurisha Gemara, this whole daf is Reb Shimon, and Nishna Reb Shimon ba'alma, aber Reb Shimon was retvegen hadlaka. Zok to Gemara vayte, mashin came b'truma. So we said that we had a whole list of things that are true for Meiser and Bikurim that are not true for a truma. One of the things was that, in contrast to Meiser And Bikurim will leviartim imenu batame. If they're tummy, you're not allowed to burn it and benefit from it while it's burning. Truma is different. Truma, you are allowed to benefit from. The Gemara says, minolan. How do you know you're allowed to benefit from burning truma that's tamei? Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Rav Yochanan, da'am makra, leviartim imenu batame. Mimenu, we darshem imenu. Iatamaver, avalatamaver, shemen shal truma shenitma. However, you are allowed to burn shemen shal truma shenitma. So leviartim mimenu means meiser, as opposed to truma that you can. Faith Gemara, ve'emem imenu, iatamaver, atamaver, shemen. How do you know Mimenu is Mimai Truma? Maybe it's Mimai Kachim. Maybe Kachim you'll have a benefit from. So the Gemara says, Kachim you can benefit from? Lav Kavl Chaymer, isn't it a Kavl Chaymer? Ma, Maisra Akal, Amr Tari Leviat, Mimenu Batame, Kodesh Chomer like Kachim. If you can't have enough from Maisra Sheni that's Tame while you're burning it, certainly you can't learn Kachim. Why? Because Kachim is more Chomer than Maisra. The Gemara says, if that's the case, Truma Nami Lame Kavl Chaymer. If you have a Kavl Chaymer for Kachim, then you shouldn't have the same Kavl Chaymer for Truma. The Gemara says, no, you can't have a Kavl Chaymer for Truma because Oksiv Mimenu. Mimenu already excluded Truma from this halacha. So the Gemara says, okay, the Mamon of Shach, it says, Mimenu for Kodesh as well. In other words, you're telling me I have a Kal V'chomer that tells me that not only Maisa Sheini but also something else. I also have Mimenu. That Mimenu says, no, only Mimenu. Only Maisa Sheini has this halacha of Leviarti Betame as opposed to something that's more chomer. So we have to pick and choose now what to be Marba, what to be Mimai. So the Kal V'chomer is Marba Kachim and Mimenu is Mimai Truma. So the Gemara, Efshe Fakert, maybe the Kal V'chomer should be Marba Truma and Mimenu. Should be Mimayit Kachim. So the Gemara says, Mistabra Kodesh Le Mimat. No, it's Mistabra, they're not going to be Mimayit Kachim. Why? Shekain, because if we're going to now have to go and duel it out between Kachim and Truma, it's going to be very clear that Kachim is more Chomer than Truma. Why? Pei, Nun, Ayin, Kof, Samach. It's a Rosh Hatev, it's for Pigol, Noiser, Karbin, Me'ila, Karis, and the Samach is also La'inim. So these are things, achumras that Kachim have, that Truma doesn't have. There's no pigle by Truma, there's no noiser by Truma, Truma's not a carbon, there's no parasha me'ila by Truma, there's no Karis for Truma, Misa b'dei shamayim, but not Karis, and it's Mutta La'inim. So the Gemara says, Adi Rabba, Truma lay me'matino, maybe don't be my Truma, because Truma also has a list, Shekein mem ches pei zayin, Misa, there's Misa b'dei shamayim, the Chaimish, Truma has a concept of Chaimish, the ain la pidyon, you can't be paid the truma, you could be paid the kachim in certain instances. V'asura lazarim, and truma is always asa lazarim as opposed to kachim, such as kachim kalam, which is sometimes muta lazarim. So the Gemara says, how do you know kachim is more chomer? Because kachim has a list, truma also has a list. The Gemara says, hanach nafishin. It's true, truma also has a list, but whose list is longer? The kachim list has 6 items, as opposed to the Truma list only has 4 items. Or you could say even more pasha, karas adifa. There's one thing that you have in the list of kachim that you don't have in the list of Truma, and that is kachim is karas, and even though there's misa b'dei shamayim by Truma, but karas is adifa, it's more chomer than misa b'dei shamayim. So at the end of the day, because there's an oynish of karas, that means it's more chomer. So it's definitely more mistaber to say that if you have a chumra and a kula to be learned out of this parasha, the chumra is going to be applied to kachim, and the kula is going to be applied to Truma. So just one ha'ara as it relates to Perek Ha'aro, it's not today's daf, but it's really related to the mitzvah of Mila, and just to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Mila, one Shtarka Ha'aro, and that is, when we learned Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, so the last daf, daf Kufla Medzayin, we mentioned 8 kashas from the Achroinim in the Sugya of Mesechta Mila. The third kasha that we asked was a kasha from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. It's in Shailas Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's Yoredeya. It's Simin Reish Memtes. It's a bomba kasha. His kasha was as follows. His kasha was that we learned the Gemara on Dafayin Aleph on the base, where the Gemara said, Amar Rabba Bar Yitzchok Amar Rav Lo Nitna Priyas Milo La Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu was never given the mitzvah of Priya. Makar, that although Avram Avinu had the mitzvah of Mila, but the mitzvah of Priya, that Avram Avinu didn't get. When did the Yidden receive the mitzvah of Priya? So from the Gemara, it sounded like it was given to Yeshua ben Nun. But Tosis clarified, Yeshua ben Nun didn't have the authority, didn't have the credentials to be able to be mechadash a mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah was given halacha l'moishim yisinai, v'asi Yeshua, v'as mecheyakra. But the point is, Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of Mila, but the mitzvah's Mila of Avram Avinu is not the same mitzvah's Mila that we have today. Because today, part and parcel of the mitzvah mitzvah mila is priya. In fact, the Gemara says, malvaloi para is ki'ilu loy mal. So it's an integral part of the mila. Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of mila. However, Avram Avinu did not have a mitzvah of priya. So the Chasam Sofer's kasha was that we learned the Gemara at the very, very beginning of the Masechta on Daf Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing the sugya of Asei Doicha Lo Yisasei. And the Gemara was wondering out loud whether, just like Asei is Doicha in ordinary Lo Yisasei, is Asei also Doicha Lo Yisasei Sheyesh Baikaris, or is not Doicha Lo Yisasei Sheyesh Baikaris? Meaning the Makar that Asei is Doicha Lo Yisasei is Kalayim Betzitzis. Kalayim is an ordinary lois asei, tzitzis is an asei. So you see, asei is doicha regular lois asei. But what about a lois asei that's more chamer? What about a lois asei sheyesh baikaris? And the Gemara is trying to find a makar whether asei could be doicha lois asei sheyesh baikaris. So the Gemara have a makar. Nelef mi mila. Let's learn it from mila. What do you see by mila? Mila bismanoi is doicha Shabbos. Shabbos, if one violates, is over a lois asei sheyesh baikaris. It's even worse. It's a lois asei sheyesh ba misas bezdin. Mila in asei is doicha Shabbos, which is a lois asei sheyesh by karis. Zok de Gemara, l'chura, that's my makar. You want a makar that asei could be doicha lois asei sheyesh by karis? Nelef mi mila. But the Gemara is doicha. The Gemara says, mala mila, you can't learn from mila. Shekein nichrisu alea shalosh esrei brisais. Because when the Eibishter gave Avram Avinu the mitzvah of mila, if you go through the parasha, it says that mila was a bris, it was a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bnei Yisrael. But don't just say the word bris once, it says it 13 times. And the Gemara says, being that it was nichrisu alea shalosh esrei brisais, that means it's very, very chamor. And because it's so chamor, you can't learn anything from there. So it's true, granted, you see in the parasha of Mila b'Shabbos that Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh b'karis, but you don't see that every Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh b'karis. You see that an Aseh that's on the level of Mila, shenichrasu alea shalosh esrei brisos, that type of Aseh can be doicha lois Aseh sheyesh b'karis. But an Aseh shaloi nichrasu alea shalosh esrei brisos, me'echa teisa, and that was the Gemara's tchir. So the Chasam Sofer asked a bomba kasha. He said that when the Mayel is chaytech the arla, he's violating Shabbos. He's allowed to do it because ubiyoy mashmini, afilu b'Shabbos, mila shenichrusu alah shalosh esrei brisos is doicha the lois nasei of Shabbos hagam sheyesh b'karis. But the emes is when the mayel does priya, he's also violating Shabbos. Priya also involves Chil Shabbos. And the Moyle's allowed to do Priya on Shabbos. Mila b'Shabbos is Sai the Mila, Sai the Priya. Because Ubiyay Mashmini Yimob Sara Lasa, it means Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila, which is made up Sai the Mila, Sai the Priya. Now, Zok Tchsam Soifer, if the Gemara says in Yuvamas Ayin Aleph on the base, that that means Avram Avinu never had Priya. If Avram Avinu never had Priya, that means the Shalish Esrei Brisos that I mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha were never referring to the Priya. What they were referring to was the Mila. So if they were referring to the Mila, that means the Mila was Nichrusu Allah Yud Gimel Brisos. But the Priya was like Nichrusu Allah Yud Gimel Brisos. So the Chasam Sofer says, if that's the case, why didn't the Gemara in Daf Hei say that I cannot learn Aseiz Doicha Lois Aseiz Sheyesh Baikaris from the fact that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but not from the Mila part, but from the Priya part? And if you're going to learn it from the Priya part, you can't tell me Mala Mila Shekein Nichrusu Allah Yud Gimel Brisos, because it's not true. Because Avram Avinu never was Nitzav on Priya. So if he was never Nitzav on Priya, that means the Priya doesn't have Precise. It's Freitach Sam Seifer that L'chura, the Gemara said you can't learn Aseiz Doicha Lois Aseiz Bekaris from the fact that Mila is Doicha Shabbos because Mala Mila Shkein Nichrusu Alea Yud Gimel Brisos, in light of the fact that the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was laying Nitzav on Priya, and Priya is also Doicha the Isser of Shabbos. And if Avram Avinu wasn't Nitzava, that means it was Loi Nichrusu Alea Shalosh Esrei Brisos. So why don't we learn from the fact that Priya is Doicha Shabbos that Aseiz Doicha Lois Aseiz Sheyesh Bekaris? As I pray to Chasam Sofer. But the Chasam Sofer says a teretz that he says, L'chayrus pashat. And that is, it's true that Avram Avinu was never nitztava on the mitzvah of Priya. However, it's pashat to him that the Yud Gimel Brisos were not only on the Mila, but it was on the Priya as well. I, Avram Avinu, was never stava on Priya. So the Chasam Sofer says, it's Pashit, the Bris Mila and the Yud Gimel Brisos that I mentioned in the Parashas Lech Lecha were on the mitzvah to remove the Arla. A child is born with Arla, so there's a mitzvah to go ahead now and remove the Arla. This mitzvah is not just an ordinary mitzvah, it's a critical mitzvah. There's a bris component to this mitzvah. Not just a bris, a b'yud gimel brisais. But the bris is on removing the Arla. Now, Avram Avinu was not nitzav on Priya. So what was the definition of hasaras ha'arla to Avram Avinu? It was just to remove the arla. You can leave the skin, you don't have to scale it back. That's what the mitzvah of hasaras ha'arla was. And if that's what the mitzvah was, al zen nichrasu the yud gimel brises. But then when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, and then already was neschadish, a new knech in the mitzvah of Milah. So now what was neschadish was that the definition of Arla just changed. And the definition of Arla is not merely hasara sa Arla, but the definition of Arla is going to be A, hasara sa Arla, and B, doing the priya. But what was neschadish was not a new mitzvah's priya, it's pasha. What was neschadish was is that the mitzvah of Milah is now two components. And the definition of Arla is not just removing the Arla, but the definition of Arla is going to be, number one, to remove the Arla, and number two, to go ahead and do the Priya. But the point is that with the mitzvah of Priya was Nischadish, that the Priya is Ma'akiv in removing the Arla. So the Chassam Sofer says, the bris was not on the chituch ha'arla, the bris was on the hasaras ha'arla. It was on whatever the mitzvah of Milah is going to be. Now, Avraham Avinu, what was the mitzvah of Milah? It was one component. It was mal v'loy para. Good. So then, if somebody did that, he was A, mekayim the mitzvah. B, he had the yud gimel brises. Now that there's a halacha priya, so now the definition of Milah changes. Now the definition of arla changes. Now the definition of hasaras ha'arla changes. And now, in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, in order to get the yud gimel brises, now in a chanami you're gonna have to do milah and priya. But what are you gonna tell me? Oh, because Avraham Avinu never got priya, so that means the bris was never set on priya. The bris was set on asaras arla. Whatever asaras arla is, whatever that definition is, that's what the bris is. In Avraham Avinu's times, it was one thing. Then once the Torah was given, then it was nishtana. But that's poshit, that the yud gimel brises is whatever the yud gimel brises is, whatever the definition of arla is, you remove that. You tap into the Yud Gimel Brises. Azoy Zakh Tchsam Sofer, L'chayra, is the teretz to this bum bekasha. But Tchsam Sofer says, I have a follow-up. There's something that bothers me. And this is what Tchsam Sofer was very, very bothered by. He said that we know, by Bris Milah, there's two brachas. The first bracha, the Mo'el says, Shekidishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu ala Milah. And then Davi Ben says, Shekidishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu la'achnisay b'vrisay shel Avraham Avinu. When does the Mo'el make his bracha? Over la'asiyasan. Well, you always make a bracha. You're about to do a mitzvah before you do the mitzvah, so that's when you make the bracha. When does the Aviyah Ben make the bracha? He makes it in between the Milah and the Priya. So right after the Milah, before the Priya, he screams and he says, Asheket Yishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lachnisa b'risa shal Avraham Avinu. Now the emes is, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim when these brachas are supposed to be made. Tosfos and then the Perek Rabbeinu Elazar, the Milah, and Rishonim in different places talk about it. And it's a discussion, but the achra is that the Aviyah Ben makes his bracha of lachnisa bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu in between the Milah and the Priya. And the concept is that you're doing it after the Milah, but it's still over la'asiyasan because you're doing it before the Priya. Again, every bracha you're supposed to do over la'asiyasan, it's Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin, it is over la'asiyasan because you're doing it before the Priya. Abazach Tchsam Sofer, it bothers me. You know why? Because at the end of the day, the nusach of the bracha was Asheket Yishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lachnisoy bevrisoy shel Avraham Avinu. And l'maisa, when you make that bracha, when are you making it? Before what? Before the Priya. Avraham Avinu wasn't even nitzav on the Priya. So how you talking, that's when you make the bracha lachnisoy bevrisoy shel Avraham Avinu. Azoifrei Tchsam Sofer. And he says, I understand the lumdis. The Priya is part of the Milah and it was nichrusu aled yod gimel brisa. It was a follow-up to the first Tchsam Sofer we just spoke out. I get all that. But at the end of the day, you're making this bracha over la'asiyasan to the chelik of the mitzvah that really doesn't stim with the nusach bracha. Because the nusach bracha is lachnisa b'rvisa shel Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu was never nitzav ala priya. Now you want to know how much this kasha bothered Chassam Sofer? He asks this kasha no less than five places. He asks it right here in this tshuva Yerideya Reish Memtes. The tshuva right before that's also about Prismilo Yerideya Reish Memches. He asks this in Archayim Tshuvas Simenun Hey Chassam Sofer was bothered with this kasha, and two places al Hashas. In the end of Perek Rebelezer, the Mila, and also in Pesach and Daf Zayin, where the Gemara talks about Ovel HaSiyosim. And all these places, he asks the same exact kasha, that you make the bracha, Lachnisa B'Rishish Avram Avinu, in between the two brachas, in between the Mila and the Priya, and part of your cheshvin is you want it to be Ovel HaSiyosim. L'chayra, it's Ovel HaSiyosim to the Priya. So you're talking, you have a nusach ha-bracha, Asheket Yishanu B'Mesoysev Yitzivanu, Lachnisa B'Rishish Avram Avinu, Ovel HaSiyosim to the Priya. I, the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was loinit stava la priya. In Reish Mem Ches, when he brings this kasha, so he says that in my Chedushim al Hashas, in Perek Rebelezer Demila, I already discussed this, and he writes, V'netchakti sham b'yishuv kush yuzu, I said a doichik to answer this question, for I also b'yodi kahoygen. But I'm not happy with my answer. This kasha poshit bothered the Chassam Sofer very, very badly. So lulei the mistafina, maybe you can say a very, very glatazach, based on a very, very well-known Maram Makim in the Sugya Mila. That's from the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi is Ala Teira. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha. And it's really, Yisoida Yisoidis, in terms of understanding Mila. Beis Halevi says that the Rishonim cleared a Shaila. The Rishonim wondered, what's the essence, what's the tachlis, what's the toyeles of the mitzvah of Mila? Is the toyeles of the mitzvah of Mila a sur meira, to remove something bad that a person's born with? Or is the idea of Mila toysefes kedusha, to get a maila that the person just wasn't born with? In other words, is the arla a bad thing, and the mitzvah of Mila is to remove that bad thing? Or it's not so much that the arla is a bad thing, but when a yid becomes mal, he's zaycha to an ois bris kodesh, and when he gets his ois bris kodesh, there's a toisefes kedusha that now the person has, and the idea is not so much removing something bad as much as it is giving himself something good. So says the Beis Halevi that the Rishonim say, he quotes it from the Balo Akeda, that the Rishonim say that the emes is the baltra. There's two dinam in Mila. There's one dinam Mila that's removing something bad, and then there's another inyan of Mila to have Taisefes Kedusha. And he says, really, it's a Mefurusha Mishnah. The Mishnah Masechet in Sindarim, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, the Mishnah that we mentioned yesterday. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Me'usa hi ha'arla, she'nizganu barishon. The arla is very disgusting. How disgusting? That the Rishon, when nizganu, when Hashem wants to speak in a derogatory way about the Rishon, he uses the word arla. She'nemer ki kol ha'goyim ha'reilim. Rabbi Yishmol, I mean, Rabbi Yishmol said, G'doyle Mila, she'nichrusu ala. Says the Beis Halevi, the Baal Akeda said that you see these two inyanim in this Mishnah. Number one, you see Me'usa hi ha'arla, and number two, you see G'doyla hi ha'mila. So the Beis Halevi says these are these two inyanim. When you do the Bris Mila, you're taking off a davar ma'as. You're poshut getting rid of garbage. It's something disgusting. It's Me'usa hi ha'arla. There's a sur meira. You're removing something bad. You're taking away a mum. But at the same time, there's also an inyan of G'doyla. That when a person gets bris mila, he's zoicha to a taisefes kedusha. So they're both true. Elu ve'elu divrei kimchayim. Both stodim of the chakira emes. Mila is number one. It's a sur meira. It's removing something bad. Al zeh nemar me'usa hi ha'arla. And at the same time, there's also an element of taisefes kedusha. Ve'al zeh nemar gedoyla mila she'nichrusu ala shalish asrei brisos. So says the Beis Halevi that v'yesh loimar, that these two inyanim that the Rishonim said exist in Mila are the two mitzvahs that we have in Mila, the two components to the mitzvah of Mila. Mila is made up of both Mila and Priya. There's the Mila component and there's the Priya component. So says the Beis Halevi, Yesh Loimah, the Mila is removing the Arla, and that's taking away something bad, something disgusting. Me'usa hi ha'arla. The Priya is exposing the area even more. That's what Priya is. It's to be megalu, paras, roisha, isha. It's to expose the area. And the idea of exposing the area is sevaizen, that it should be nikkur, the oispris kodesh, because that's the inyan of the taisefes kedusha. It comes from the hiskalus of the oispris kodesh. So he says, yesh loimah, these two inyanim, removing the bad thing, and taisefes kedusha, me'usi al Arla and G'dayli Amila are the two inyanim Amila that you have the inyan Amila that's to remove the Arla, that's Me'usaya Arla, and then you have the Priya, which is to expose the Isperis Kaidish, that's the G'dayli Amila. The Beis Halevi says that the emes is that this idea that the Priya is all about the Ois Bris Kodesh, it's Mefurish in Zayir HaKodesh, and he says it's Mefurish in the Raya Mehemna. So he quotes the Zayir, Tavib Ito, he also quotes the Raya Mehemna, this is the Beis Halevi, and he's quoting real Kabbalistic sources where he says it's Mefurish in Zayir, and it's Mefurish in Raya Mehemna, that the Inyan of Priya is to be Megalad the Ois Bris Kodesh, because the real Giloy, that Klal Yisrael is an Amma Nifchar, it comes from the Ois Bris Kodesh. And he says, Vehenei Nadvarim, that the Asar, that's the Ma'usia Arlo. And the Priya, which is Mamish being Megala, the Ois Bris Kodesh, that's that Inyan, that's that element of Tosefes Kedusha. So says the Beis Halevi that Avram Avinu was given a mitzvah of Mila. But the mitzvah of Mila that Avram Avinu was given was only to remove the Arlo. Because the mitzvah was that Avram Avinu, you have a Dover Ma'os, and we have to remove this Dover Ma'os. And by removing this Dover Ma'os, it'll be different. There'll be a havdalah between you and the Amim. But all it was to get rid of the Ma'usiyah Arla. But Avram Avinu wasn't ready yet for the mitzvah of Priya. The mitzvah that involves the Ois Bris Kodesh, the mitzvah that involves where the Yid is going to have on him an Ois that he's from the Amma Nifchar. That was first going to come when there was going to be an Amma Nifchar. When Klal Yisrael was giving him Kabbalah, the Torah, that's when they became the Am Kodesh, that's when they became the Am Segula, and that's when they were ready for the Ois Bris Kodesh, and that's when they got the mitzvah of Priya. So says the Beis Halevi, a Dover Nifla. And this is the punchline that we need. So he says, Mamash Adav Nifla. He says, if you look in the Pasuk, when Hashem comes to Avram Avinu, that first Pasuk, and he commands him with the mitzvah of Milo. So the Pasuk says, Vayhi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'teish Hashanim. Avram was 99 years old. Vayera Hashem al Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram. Vayomer Elov, and he told him, Ani kel shakai, hisalech lefonai veheyeh samim. Hisalech lefonai, you should be complete. Then he told him, the etna brisi benu veinecha, uva arba oischa b'ma'od ma'od. So the Beis Halevi said, look at the diak. The heye tamim is in the present tense. Hisalech lefanai, and you should be tamim. You should be tamim right now. And then he told him, the etna brisi benu veinecha, that at some point in the future, the etna, in the future tense, I'm going to give you a bris. Madnezach. The heye tamim today, abe v'etna brisi in the future. And what are these two things? Says Dr. Beis Halevi, the Heye Samim, Hashem was telling Avram Avinu that this is going to be a mitzvah milo. This is a mitzvah to remove the Arlo. Arlo is Mu'usahiya Arlo. Right now you have a mum because of the Arlo. By removing the Arlo, now you're going to be Tumim. Now you're going to be complete. Because now you're not going to have the Arlo anymore. But then the Abisha told Avram Avinu that I want you to know there's going to be another component to the mitzvah of milo. And that's going to be Priya. But you're not ready for Priya. You're not getting Priya right now. You're going to get Priya in the future. The Yidden are going to stand at Har Sinai, and they're going to get mitzvahs, and included in the mitzvahs is they're going to get a chiddush in the mitzvah of Milo. And the chiddush is going to be the mitzvah of Priya. But that we're not ready for. So, ve'etna brisi. Zokta Beis Halevi, the Ebesha told Avram, ve'etna in the future, I'm going to give a bris, beinu ve'necha, ve'arba oischa, b'ma'oid ma'oid. That at some point in the future, I'm going to give you a mitzvah of Priya. So the Heye Samim, that's removing the Arla, that was in the present tense. That's something that he was getting right now. As opposed to the Ve'etna Brisi, that's something that he was going to end up getting in the future, because that was the Priya, and that's not something that he was ready for yet at that moment, and that's why he was told about it in the future tense. But it's Mavur in the Beis Halevi, that Avram Avinu was never nitzav on Priya. Avram Avinu never got the mitzvah Priya. But the Ebesha told Avram Avinu about the mitzvah Priya. He told him about it. He told him about it. He just didn't command him to do it. But he knew about it. Tosfos says Avram Avinu did it afal pishalei nitzav. So he was told about it. But he told him specifically, I'm not giving you the mitzvah right now. You know when you're going to get the mitzvah? It's going to be in the future. As I stay klar in Beis Halevi. You know what else you see in the Beis Halevi klar? You see in the Beis Halevi that the bris of Mila, the bris was on the Priya. That's what the bris was. The etna brisi. The bris is something you're going to get in the future. Avram Avinu got a mitzvah of Mila. But Avram Avinu's mitzvah's Mila was just Mu'usahi Arla. That's not what the bris is. The bris is on the Gedoyla Mila. The bris is on the Ois Bris Kodesh. It's on the Tosefes Kedusha. Avram Avinu was told about it. Nichrisu Aleh Yud Gimel Brises of Avram Avinu's Bris Mila did not contain the Yud Gimel Brises. The Yud Gimel Brises was Ve'etna Brisi Beinu Ve'necha. This is something that the Yidden were going to be Zoichetu, but they were first going to be Zoichetu in the future. Avram Avinu himself,
He never had the Yud Gimel Brises, because the Yud Gimel Brises are tied to the Priya. And the Priya is something that's going to first happen in the future. You know, the Briskerov said that regarding this Beis HaLevi that we say in the brachas by a brismilo, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kidash, you did me beten, v'choyk v'she'eroi sam, v'tzetzov chosam ba'ois briskoydesh. So the Briskerov said, v'tzetzov chosam ba'ois briskoydesh. Why v'tzetzov? Tzetzov is referring to the tzetzov of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu also had the ois briskoydesh. What's the v'tzetzov chosam ba'ois briskoydesh? So the Briskerov said, Elefida Zayda the Beis Halevi, it's mamish givaldi, because Avram Avinu never had the ois briskoydesh. All Avram Avinu had was the first chelik. He had the removal of the me'utzni arla, of the Oisbris Kodesh, that's the Priya. And the Priya Avram Avinu was in Nitztava. Who was Nitztava? Tzetzav. And that's why it's Vitzetzav Chosam Ba Oisbris Kodesh. Because he himself never had the Oisbris Kodesh. But Al Kopanim is before in the Beis Halevi that Avram Avinu had Mila. He didn't have Priya. But even though he didn't have Priya, he was told that there was going to be a Priya. For Etnos Brisi, the Eibush told it to Avram Avinu. And now he was told there was going to be Priya. He told him that the Bris was going to be bound to the Priya. The Bris is not part of the Mila. It's the Priya. It's the Ois Bris Kodesh. Kimavur Bezoya Berai Behemna. That's where the Ikka Bris is. That's where the Tesefes Kedusha comes from. It's Lefiza, it's Mamish beautiful. We say the Bracha, Shekid Ishanu, Bemitzvaisa Vitzivanu, Lachnisoi Bevrisoi Shal Avram Avinu. And when do we say it? Not before the Mila. We dafke say it before the Priya. Freitach Sam Soif, it's a pellet to me. Because that Lachnisoi Bevrisoi Shal Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu's bris wasn't Priya. Avram Avinu's bris was Mila under Priya. Up in the Beis Halevi, Smevur Nishtazoi. Beis Halevi, Smevur, that the Mila of Avram was Mila Benish Priya. Up in the bris was Ebigavain of the Priya. Fakir was Dafka on the Priya. The Etna Bris is in the future tense, which is referring to the Priya. So it's Daika Mamish. The way we say the Bracha is you say the Bracha Dafka before the Priya. We wait until the moment before the Priya, because that's the overlasiyasan of the bris, because that's what the mitzvah is. The nusach is Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu lachnisay b'vrisay. What was bothering the Chassam Sofer? The nusach is mamish meduyik in this Beis Halevi, because fakir, it's true, Avram Avinu's mila didn't involve Priya, but Avram Avinu was told about the Priya, and he was even told that the Ikar Bris was going to be in the Priya, and maybe it's very, very meduyik. I just had one hergish that there are two prokim in Shas that talk about the mitzvah of Mila. Perik Rabbi Eliezer the Mila and Perik Ha'aral. Maybe these are the two dinim of the Beis HaLevi. You have Perik Ha'aral, that's the Perik we're learning. It's the Perik of Ma'usi Ha'aral. I mean, Perik Ha'aral is Hadron Alach. It's beautiful. It's a Priya Tzadar. It's not Ma'usa, aber it's the Sugi of Aral. It's the Ma'usa Ha'aral Chelik. And then you have Rabbi Eliezer the Mila, which is the Perik that talks about the Mila Chelik, the Tosefes Kedusha. We'll end with that.